Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, let's talk plot twists. Now, most of the time when we do these sorts of lists, it's bad plot twists. The ones that were universally terrible, maybe rushed, or otherwise thought to be a misstep. But what about the ones that split people down the middle? The ones that, if they get mentioned, result in someone saying, "Man, I love that scene!" Just as the person next to them screams, "Seriously? I hated that thing!" With that in mind, I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 7 video game plot twists that divided everyone. And yes, there are spoilers, notably for The Last of Us 2 and Final Fantasy VII Remake, but check the description for details. Number 7, The Last of Us. Joel is the villain. Opening on something that's hard to pin down to a good or bad paradigm, as the entire point of The Last of Us's final moments are to make you question what you'd do in that exact same situation. Regardless, the idea of Joel choosing to save Ellie, thereby dooming the rest of the world who were hoping for a potential cure, split Last of Us fans down the middle. Either you think Joel is the quote-unquote villain, and how could he choose the individual over the needs of the many, or you have to be honest with yourself. Maybe you couldn't choose to sacrifice your child or loved one in the moment either. Fascinatingly, for as thoroughly enjoyable all this grey subject matter was, with a heavy leaning towards Joel's actions being bad thanks to how brutally they're depicted, Last of Us 2 completely doubled down. Naughty Dog made it clear that saving Ellie was the worst thing Joel could have done, and, well, I'll get to all that in a minute. Number 6, Metal Gear Solid 2, Raiden. Talk about monumental twists, and talk about vocal fandoms that were cheering from the rooftops as to how much of a genius Hideo Kojima was, and how unbelievably powerful and envelope-pushing Metal Gear Solid was for a late 90s video game. All that is to say that once Kojima pulled the rug out from under us and revealed that the game's entire 2-year marketing campaign was a lie, to this day there are those that will never forgive him. The lie itself was that the foppish rookie Raiden was the actual main character of Metal Gear Solid 2, and while the against argument mostly ends there, those in support of Raiden recognize Kojima's intent: to purposefully force a weaker perspective around Solid Snake, to view Snake's actions as even more heroic and genuinely legendary because away from direct control you could fully appreciate just how capable he could be. It might be bygones now, as Metal Gear hasn't had an installment since 2015 and Kojima has more than moved on, but would the character of Solid Snake be quite so memorable if not for this bold attempt at narrative framing? Number 5, the Templars are the Assassins. Assassin's Creed 3. Assassin's Creed lore started out in a fascinating place, reached what most fans think of as the peak with AC2's Minerva twist, then forked in the road with Assassin's Creed 3. It wasn't enough that Ubisoft pulled a Metal Gear and hid Haytham Kenway in marketing, or that his opening section took way too long before we could play as Connor. No, the biggest icing on this double helix of a twist cake came from something that upended the entire Assassin's Creed canon: that Haytham himself was a Templar, and that the Templars at this point in the timeline had begun to move and operate just like the Assassins. From this moment on, either you were totally up for a philosophical breakdown of how two ancient factions were now co-adopting each other's methods, or it blurred those dividing lines too much and the franchise no longer had any clear-cut villains. Assassin's Creed is in a far more all-out anime place right now, following Odyssey and Valhalla's final twists being some of the balmiest business in gaming history, but with each title being around 50 hours long, it's pretty clear a mainstream audience are yet to catch up. If they had, we'd all be talking about what happens at the end of Valhalla. Number 4, the ghosts are manifestations of the original game. Final Fantasy VII Remake. Almost everything about Final Fantasy VII's remake is divisive by nature. At its core, it fundamentally is not a remake of the original game in terms of structure, with Square Enix opting to sell what amounts to a tutorial as a full game stretched out. Marketing deception aside though, it's the aftermath of the story that fans are still grappling with. See, FF7R's titular remake refers to an in-game, in-canon remaking of the events of the original title by iconic villain Sephiroth. This meta, fourth-wall-shattering twist comes at the close of the new game, breaking away from the source material entirely and seeing Cloud and the gang fight manifestations of Destiny itself, eventually emerging in a new space where formerly dead characters are now alive, but Sephiroth still needs to be taken down. Supporters of this twist, like myself, say that it's a bold, fresh way to even do a remake. It unites new players and veterans on the same playing field as none of us know what happens next, and means we're collectively trading theories powered by speculation and source material in equal measure. Conversely, you can easily say that creative lead Tetsuya Nomura, known for going banana sandwich on the regular with Kingdom Hearts, has already played every meaningful story card possible. With Zack introduced tens of hours ahead of time and Sephiroth already shown to be defeated, the specific beats of Final Fantasy VII's legendary story can no longer be hit in the right order. Number 3. Joker's Return. Batman: Arkham Knight. Arkham Knight has aged so weirdly in the grand scheme of things. Where Arkham Asylum and City are treasured and recommended, Arkham Knight, despite its gameplay being outstanding and the best of the bunch, sits firmly in the meh category. A lot of this comes from its many pretty naff endings and the inclusion of tank battles, but there was one aspect dividing all who played as the story itself unfolded: the return of Joker. Coming after Rocksteady swore blind that Joker was dead and there's no way he would be coming back, we got the exact opposite. Mark Hamill himself reprised the role one more time, and Joker had more screen time here than in both previous titles combined. Appearing as an entity inside Bruce's mind, it meant that the Clown Prince popped up inside ventilation shafts, could be spotted on the sides of buildings as you were flying around, or would just get in the way of otherwise serious story beats by mugging to the camera. Either it's one last victory lap for one of the best character performances of all time, an immortally appealing character you just can't do a Batman game without, or it's a damning indictment on the writers and the titular Arkham Knight himself, because how expansive and forward-thinking is this mythos if we're forever dogged by the past? Number 2. The Last of Us Part 2. Joel's death. The Last of Us 2's launch window controversies were a big old thing, but now the dust has settled, the leaks were mostly proven wrong, and more people have actually played through the entire story, we've still got two split camps of thumbs up or thumbs down. Yes, Joel's abrupt death at the beginning of the game will forever be the linchpin of why Naughty Dog should be celebrated as one of the riskiest creatives in the business, or berated for removing one of the most fascinatingly complex characters in gaming history. Reframing the events of the original to show that the head surgeon Joel killed was a beloved father and community member, we now played everything out from their daughter's perspective. The result is either a 40-hour exploration into how perspective and time spent in another's shoes can make you reconsider any conflict, or it's the same your enemies have families too, you know, parodic takeaway that even Austin Powers was doing in 1997. Does the idea of fleshing out the lives of the Goombas being stomped on by Mario elevate that fiction, or break it entirely? And number 1, it's not a lake, it's an ocean. Alan Wake. The always surprising and so stupidly suave Remedy are always putting out stylish action shooters with awesome concepts and memorable characters. However, where Max Payne 1 and 2 took off massively thanks to a 2000s audience being obsessed with Matrix-style bullet time, their follow-up Alan Wake became an Xbox exclusive, and its tale was far more cerebral. With the whole game extrapolating the idea of a horror writer struggling to finish their latest work, this manifested in reality as various shadowy demons and possessed individuals were coming after Alan and his wife. Cut to the end of the game, and as Alan attempts to defeat his own inadequacies as a writer by metaphysically using a disconnected light switch, just go with it, his final line while being stuck underwater is that it's not a lake, it's an ocean. For 10 whole years, fans marinated on this twist. This idea of Alan sacrificing himself to a dark place with no goth merengue in sight, and how on a creative level sometimes the greatest writers, especially in horror, are those who have lost a part of themselves to the pursuit of the macabre. I say 10 years because as Control revealed itself to be a shared universe, 2020's DLC brought Alan Wake back into the fold, finally offering some clarification on what Remedy were actually going for. Whether you're then up for paying for those answers or if they're actually satisfying is a whole other level.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.